Unit 4.
Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading. Gold Medal Winner.
I spoke at a middle school in the spring of 1995. When the program was over, the principal asked me if I would pay a visit to a special student who had wanted to be an athlete. A fatal illness had kept the boy home, but he had been inclined to meet me, and the principal knew it would mean a great deal to him. I agreed. During the 9-mile drive to his home, I found out some things about Matthew. He was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy. When he was born, the doctors told his parents that he would not live to see 5, and then they were told he would not make it to 10. He was 13, and from what I was told, a real fighter. He wanted to meet me because I was a gold medal powerlifter, and I knew about overcoming obstacles and going for dreams. So he had asked the principal to invite me on his behalf. I spent over an hour talking to Matthew. Never once did he complain or ask, "Why me?" He spoke about winning and succeeding and going for his dreams. Obviously, he was inspired. He knew what he was talking about. He didn't mention that his classmates had made fun of him because he was different. He just talked about his hopes for the future and how one day he wanted to lift weights with me. When we finished talking, I went into my briefcase and pulled out the first gold medal I won for powerlifting and put it around his neck. I told him he was more of a winner and knew more about success and overcoming obstacles than I ever would. He looked at it for a moment, then took it off and handed it back to me. He said, "Rick, you are a champion. You earned that medal. Someday, when I get to the Olympics, I will become your rival, and when I win my gold medal, I will show it to you." Last summer, I received a letter from Matthew's parents telling me that Matthew had passed away. They wanted me to have a letter he had written to me a few days prior to his death. "Dear Rick, my mom said I should send you a thank you letter for the neat picture you sent me. I also wanted to let you know that the doctors tell me I don't have long to live anymore. It is getting very hard for me to breathe, and I get exhausted very easily, but I still smile as much as I can. I know we will never get to lift weights together. I told you someday I was going to go to the Olympics and win a gold medal. I know now I will never get to do that. But I know I am a champion, and God knows that too. He knows I am not a quitter. And when I get to heaven, God will give me my gold medal. And when you get there, I will show it to you. Thanks for loving me. Your friend, Matthew."
New words.
Medal.
Principal.
Athlete.
Fatal.
Incline.
Diagnose.
Muscular.
Dystrophy.
Power.
Lifter.
Overcome.
Obstacle.
Behalf.
Complain.
Inspire.
Mention.
Weight.
Briefcase.
Champion.
Earn.
Rival.
Prior.
Neat.
Breathe.
Exhausted.
Quitter.
Heaven.
Proper nouns.
Matthew.
The Olympics.
Rick.
Section 2. Listening and speaking. Listening. 1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
"Hi, Matthew. Glad to see you."
"Hi, Mr. Metzger. Thanks for your coming."
What's wrong with your leg?
Nothing serious. I had muscular dystrophy at birth. The doctor said I wouldn't live to age 5 when I was born. Then they told me I wouldn't make it to 10.
Yes, obviously, you are a real fighter, as I know you are 13 now. You have overcome many obstacles, right?
Oh, no. You are a gold medal power lifter. I want to know how you go for your dreams.
But you're really very great. You never complain about your disease, and you don't mention your classmates' rudeness to you either.
It all depends on oneself. I want to get to the Olympics to lift weights with you one day.
I'm sure you will win the gold medal. This is the first one I got for powerlifting. Let me put it around your neck.
Thank you so much, but you'd better keep it as you earned it. Someday, when I get to the Olympics and win my gold medal, I will show it to you too.
Of course, you will be a champion too.
Thanks for your encouragement. I will try as much as I can.
2. Listen to the first part of an English song twice, and then put the following in the correct order according to what you've just heard.
No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true. No matter what they call us, however they attack, we'll find our own way back. I can't deny what I believe. I can't be what I'm not. I know I love forever. I know no matter what, if only tears were laughter, was day, if only prayers were answered, then we would hear God say. No matter what they tell you, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach you, what you believe is true. And I will keep you safe and strong, shelter from the storm, no matter where it's barren, my dream is being born. No matter what they tell us, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach us, what we believe is true. No matter what they call us, however they attack, no matter where they take us,
We'll find our own way back.
I can't deny what I believe. I can't be what I'm not. I know I love forever. I know no matter what.
If only tears were laughter. If only night was day. If only prayers were answered, then we would hear God say.
No matter what they tell you, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach you, what you believe is true.
And I will keep you safe and strong, shelter from the storm.
No matter
where it's barren, a dream is being born.
3. Listen to a passage twice and then answer the questions.
Success is not easy to talk about because the word success itself has hundreds of meanings. For some it means power, for some it means wealth, and for others it is fame or great achievements. But I have my own understanding of it. Success means trying your best. Many people believe that success means winning. In my opinion, it means trying your best when you do everything, no matter if you win or not. When you are taking part in a long-distance race, if you keep on running as fast as you can, you are successful, although you may be the last to pass the finishing line, because you have showed your best to others, and you have made your greatest effort to be the winner. Success also means not losing heart. You will certainly lose or fail someday. It is important for you not to lose heart. A person who has lost heart is just like a tree without roots. It will be easily broken by the wind. Nobel had failed many times when he was doing his experiments, but he never lost heart and kept on trying. Finally, he invented a new explosive. Success is not easy to talk about because the word success itself has hundreds of meanings. For some it means power, for some it means wealth, and for others it is fame or great achievements. But I have my own understanding of it. Success means trying your best. Many people believe that success means winning. In my opinion, it means trying your best when you do everything, no matter if you win or not. When you are taking part in a long-distance race, if you keep on running as fast as you can, you are successful, although you may be the last to pass the finishing line, because you have showed your best to others, and you have made your greatest effort to be the winner. Success also means not losing heart. You will certainly lose or fail someday. It is important for you not to lose heart. A person who has lost heart is just like a tree without roots. It will be easily broken by the wind. Nobel had failed many times when he was doing his experiments, but he never lost heart and kept on trying. Finally, he invented a new explosive.
Speaking. Reference answer.
First of all, please talk about a special thing you've done to your former employer.
In my last job, I ran the United Way activity for 3 years. I believe it's an important activity because it's difficult for the company to find volunteers. I stepped in.
Very good. Now, please give me an example of a time you gave more than was expected.
In my last job, my boss asked me to take over all the bank accounts. I was able to recover 20% more than his goal. I made people believe that I was willing to work out an affordable schedule based on their needs.
Allow me to ask you the first question. Have you progressed in your career as you expected?
Yes. My 6 years with a major hotel has included experience in price analysis and financial planning. I now believe I'm ready to take on departmental responsibility within a finance company.
What new challenges would you enjoy?
My new challenge is that I believe I'm ready to be a meeting sales manager as I've worked in the service industry for 6 years.
How long do you think you'd continue to grow in this new job?
My own personal goal in a job is getting new skills, new knowledge, and a new understanding of the industry.
What do you expect to earn within 5 years?
My expectation for the next 5 years is that my hard work will be recognized and rewarded. I expect to take on greater responsibility each year.
Now, the last question. What career path interests you within our company?
I'd like to work towards becoming a senior project manager within your company. Focus 2. Language use. Section 1. Practical reading. The World Cup.
One of the first things that people studying English learn is that the game they call football is called soccer in North America. Soccer has been prevailing as a world-class sport for more than 100 years, and today it is probably the most popular sport in the world. Every 4 years, teams from all over the world compete in the famous World Cup. The Cup is a series of games in which teams from many countries play to see which is the best. By one estimate, almost 1 billion people watched the 1982 championship game on television. People in Asia had to get up in the middle of the night to see Italy beat West Germany on TV in a game played in Spain. The World Cup began in Montevideo, Uruguay, in 1930. At the time, it did not seem like a true world competition, since only 13 teams decided to play, and 8 of them were from South America. The team from Uruguay won. In 1934 and 1938, the Cup was held in Europe. More than 30 teams played in each of these competitions, and Italy won both of them. The larger number of teams meant that some rules had to be changed. There were too many teams playing, so they had to have elimination matches first. Some of the games were played in countries other than the host countries. This system is still used today, and only the 16 teams left after elimination actually compete for the Cup. There were no World Cup championships in 1942 or 1946 because of World War II. The Cup itself was hidden during the war. This beautiful cup is about 10 inches high and has the shape of Nike, the Greek spirit of victory, on it. It is named for a person who assisted in organizing the World Cup, Jules Rimet. When the cup was launched again in 1950, there was little enthusiasm. It was like 1930 all over again. Only 13 teams competed. The games were in Brazil, and Uruguay won. But worldwide interest in soccer came back during the next 4 years. By the time West Germany won in Switzerland in 1954, millions of people wanted to go to the matches. In 1958, when the games were held in Sweden, interest was once again very high. 53 teams wanted to compete. many elimination matches were held in different parts of the world to get the number of teams down, and only the last 16 teams went to Sweden. This was the first time that the world saw Pele. His team from Brazil won the cup for the first time that year, and Pele became the greatest soccer player of all time. In the past 30 years, soccer has become the sport of the world. Each World Cup is more successful than the last. Since 1966, probably one quarter of the world has listened to or watched the championship game. In the 1970s, Pele retired from the national team of Brazil and became a professional player for a team in New York. Soccer wasn't very popular in the United States at that time. Few North Americans knew about this fast-moving sport. There was no money to pay professional players adequately, and there was little interest in soccer in the high schools and colleges. When Pele and other international stars began playing in various U.S. cities, people saw how interesting the game was and began to go to the matches. Today, there is a professional league called the North American Soccer League, NASL. It is common for important games to have 50 or 60,000 fans. Support from the fans is important to soccer. The spectators cheer with enthusiastic applause for their favorite players and teams, who respond by playing better than before. In most World Cups, the home team, or the team from the host country, usually plays better than most people expect. In 1966, 1974, and 1978, the home teams of England, West Germany, and Argentina all won the World Cup. It is common for people to close their stores and stop working during games. Some people feel that their national soccer team represents their country's honor. North American teams have never been as good as teams from other parts of the world, but this may change. Many North American high schools and colleges now have teams, and students' interest is high. Fans in the United States enjoy sports which are hard and fast, and soccer is a fast sport which demands strong, hard play. U.S. interest in it will surely grow. As all soccer fans know, the greatest teams don't always win. Their fans' enthusiasm and their own desires sometimes help teams play better than normal. In the 1950 World Cup, for example, most people thought that the team from England was the best in the world. The U.S. team surprised everyone by winning its match. That loss stopped England from winning the cup. This, of course, did not mean that the U.S. team was the best in the world. The United States lost to Chile in its next game. Then the Chilean team lost to Spain, and Spain ranked fourth in the final result. Uruguay won the cup. The World Cup is called that because teams from every continent have played in it. However, since the Cup began, all of the winning teams have been from Europe or South America. Teams from Asia or Africa always do well, but they haven't yet won. Mexico played surprisingly well in the 1970 Cup, which it hosted, but it wasn't among the final four teams. The largest crowd ever to attend a soccer match was at the World Cup final in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on July the 16th, 1950. 199,854 fans watched Uruguay defeat Brazil by a score of 2-1. The following incidents demonstrate how serious some people are about soccer. During the 1960s, a player from a team from Derby, England, was fined $2 for smiling at a referee during a match. In another incident in Greece, a referee was afraid of an angry crowd after a match, so he dressed himself as a church leader and tried to escape to Athens by ship. The fans found out where he was and threw fruit and Coke bottles at him before his ship sailed.
New words.
Soccer.
Prevail.
Compete.
Series.
Estimate.
Billion.
Championship.
Competition.
Elimination.
Host.
Inch.
Victory.
Assist.
Organize.
Launch.
Enthusiasm.
Worldwide.
Quarter.
National.
Professional.
Fast-moving.
Adequately.
International.
League.
Fan.
Spectator.
Cheer.
Enthusiastic.
Applause.
Favorite.
Respond.
Honor.
Demand.
Normal.
Loss.
Rank.
Continent.
Attend.
Defeat.
Incident.
Demonstrate.
Referee.
Escape.
Coke.
Proper nouns.
North America.
Asia.
Italy.
West Germany.
Spain.
Montevideo.
Uruguay.
South America.
Europe.
World War II.
Nike.
Greek.
Jules Rimet.
Brazil.
Switzerland.
Sweden.
Pele.
New York.
The United States.
North American.
The North American Soccer League. NASL.
Argentina.
Chile.
Chilean.
Africa.
Mexico.
Rio de Janeiro.
Derby.
Greece.
Athens.